All right, so today's episode, we're gonna shake things up a little bit. We've been talking a lot about JV Studios, which is our primary commercial video production company. And we specifically wanna talk about creating a sister company, which is what John and I did in 2017. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Belladonna Studios, our sister company. John, can you, for those who maybe don't know what Belladonna Studios is, and maybe people that do know, give us a little refresher.
Yeah, absolutely. So yeah, Belladonna Studios was created and was born in 2017. It is a wedding photo and video company. And that's what we focus on, weddings. We also do engagement sessions and family sessions as well, but the primary focus of Belladonna Studios is weddings.
Love that. So I think a big reasoning why we got into this was, you know, in video production, I'm sure you all can relate that are listening, that are in the industry. When you're kind of just getting started, you kind of become a yes to everything type gig, right? So I remember back in the day, John and I would get inquiries for music videos. We'd say yes. Commercials, yes. Weddings, yes. And we started to just get a little clouded in what JV Studios, you know, what we wanted it to be. So I remember there was a big time where John and I kind of came together and we're like, well, what do we want JV Studios to be known for? And I think we looked at all the types of projects we were doing and we were assessing, okay, we really like this project. We really like these. We're really good at these. You know, these kind of aren't, they don't fill our cup as much. So what do we want to do? What do we want JV Studios to be known as? But on the back end, we were getting a lot of inquiries for weddings. So I think we kind of came together and we realized, well, we don't really want JV Studios to be known as a wedding production company, but we don't want to say no. And so the light bulb moment came on. We were in Chicago sitting on like the rocks at Northerly Island. I remember John and I were talking and we're like, well, why don't we just create a sister company? So John, like, what was going through your head when that light bulb moment hit and, you know, the idea to create just a completely different brand, completely different entity, you know, came to fruition?
Yeah, I remember it because we were going through some growing pains. You know, JV was starting to get really well known in the commercial space, in the music space. And then we were also being really well known for the weddings. And so there was just this disconnect between marketing and, you know, reaching out to clients and different energies of the business and the approach. And so there was a moment where we said, well, you know what? Maybe it's just time that we just cut weddings out completely. And it just never felt right. It just felt like there was such a need in that market. And, you know, we love the weddings because they provide, it's all love, you know, it's passion, it's love, and it's storytelling. And so, you know, we were like, well, do we get rid of the company? Or is there another way? And so, yeah, I remember, yeah, we were on our bikes. We were kind of just cruising around and it kind of hit us. And we said, why don't we just create a second company, a completely different brand? It'll be the same ownership, the same style, running it the same ways, but it will just be a completely different entity. Still ran by us, still great quality. And, you know, that's how it was born, you know?
Yeah, and I think a big thing for us was that we started realizing, you know, clients that were, you know, more corporate or commercially, they didn't care too much to see a bride and groom get married. And on the other end of the spectrum, a bride and groom didn't really care about seeing a commercial or seeing a music video. So there was that clash of kind of like, you know, they say riches in the niches. So we were kind of like, John, how can we pivot, you know, and not tell our clients, no, JV Studios doesn't do weddings. But it ended up being like, you know, we'd get an inquiry and we'd say, you know, unfortunately, JV Studios doesn't do weddings. However, you know, our sister company, Belladonna Studios, does. And I think it opened their eyes to like, oh, we provided a solution. We didn't just say no. We kind of like just segue JV out. So going into that, I mean, there's a lot that goes into kind of building this whole new brand. I mean, John, can you maybe just shed some light on the building stages of just building a second company? I mean, I know you're the producer for JV. You do a lot of the back end business stuff that no one really enjoys doing, but you do it and you're great at it.
I love it.
Can you just talk about like that transition? Was it hard to just like create a new, you know, I'm sure you had to get a whole new business license and stuff like that.
Oh yeah. Well, I mean, back in 2013, you know, 2012 area, you know, we were building up JV, and you know, that's the first time I've ever done it in my life, and I didn't even know what to do. I didn't know. I was talking to a couple of people. They were kind of confused. There wasn't a set solution of like, this is what you do. And so once I built it for JV, that was my solution. I knew what to do. I'd say, you know, building Bella was kind of, it was easier because it was streamlined. You know, we were able to, you know, get the new LLC, EIN, separate bank accounts, separate subscriptions. So we kept everything separate from, you know, the marketing to the books, to the email addresses, to the website. It was just completely a new business. And, you know, it was easier the second time, so easy that I've even started businesses for, you know, close friends of mine, because it's tough to do it the first time. After that, it's easy.
Yeah. I mean, I think the toughest challenge we had was coming up with the business name. I remember we were just going back and forth, firing off names because we didn't essentially want the Belladonna to be an affiliate of JV Studios. Like, we wanted people just to be like, this is ran by completely different people. Exactly. That was the whole goal, right? And I think we achieved it. I remember the first year, once we posted, you know, people within our hometown network and high school and family, they would see us posting Belladonna videos. And I remember they would message us and say, hey, you know, do you guys work for Belladonna? And like, we would kind of chuckle a little bit because we're like, well, yeah, we work for them. We run the company. But it was just like, from an outside perspective to see, you know, how people viewed this as like a different brand completely. I think, you know, that was like our check mark of like, wow, we really created a whole different entity that, you know, people are trusting, and they're seeing it as like its own building block. Where JV, you know, obviously JV, John Vince, we kind of have that brothership in the name of the business, where Belladonna Studios really just is, it's just like any, you know, another company in the wedding space. So that was like, I think our funnest thing was coming up with, you know, it was challenging, but coming up with the name. I know we were trying to like JV Wedding Films. It just didn't feel right. And then we had that light bulb moment again, where you were in Nashville with our uncle and aunt, and we were texting, and we were just firing off different names at the top of our head. And then we sent Belladonna, and then it just stuck, right? And I remember your response. Yeah. Why do you feel like Belladonna was the right name?
Well, you know, just like, you know, JV Studios, one of the core messages that is kind of like our internal slogan is decide what to be and go be it. And that's a line from, you know, our favorite band, the Avett Brothers. And so, you know, once you said Belladonna, and I said, where did you come up with this? And it turns out that is also an Avett song. And, you know, in our nationality, we're Italian. And so, you know, it means beautiful woman. And so everything's all kind of tied together. Like, it's just, when you know, when you have that name, and it just, you don't even have to think twice about it. That's what happened with Bella. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it really clicked. Especially the family loved it. And then we connected with John's, one of his good buddies, Adam Limo. He's the guy who pretty much designed all our JV branding and our logo. So we kind of went to him. We're like, hey, we have an idea for a wedding company. You know, here's kind of how, like, you know, here's the name. Here's the kind of the vibe we're going for. Here's kind of the tones we're thinking of. And he gave us our logo and kind of kept it super simple, just kind of a little more delicate looking. It's more wedding. It has that vulnerability to it. And it stuck. And I think moving forward, I mean, it's been, you know, up on 5 years, Bella's been in business. And I think the coolest thing about having this sister company is, you know, in the freelance world, right, nothing's really guaranteed. You know, if it was, I mean, that's amazing. If you have retainer clients, that's an amazing goal to have. But a lot of it, you know, we all know it kind of ebbs and flows, right? So some months you're booked up, you have no room for anyone. And then you hit that lull maybe in Q4 where it's winter and, you know, Q1, early Q1. So what's really cool with having this second entity is that when JV kind of goes down, it's like Bella goes up. So it's kind of like almost this stock exchange, right? Where, you know, there's definitely both times where there's a busy season, but then there's also a time where, like, if one company's kind of a little slower, we're able to put our energy into the one that's really busy. Oh, yeah. And there, of course, there's times where they're both super busy. But John, can you talk about kind of just the, I guess, how we saw it as an advantage of having almost like two, you know, two ships,
right,
two cars.
Yeah, I mean, the car analogy is, you know, it's vehicles getting us to where we want to go. What is the end goal, you know? And so, you know, JV was a car, and now we have a second car, which is Bella. And within those cars, we have services that act as wheels that drive that vehicle forward. So, you know, JV, we used to have a wedding wheel, and that wheel, you know, it kind of got a little flat tire, you know? So we're like, well, let's take that wheel, let's refurbish it, let's build a new car. And now through Bella, we have four wheels, and we're you know, we're now offering wedding photo, wedding video, engagement sessions, family sessions. And it's just a total different service that we provide from JV, which is now more of like a motorcycle, which is like commercial, corporate, and then maybe like a little trailer that's like events, you know? So it could be like a trike, you know?
Yeah, no. And I think that's really helped us just really get clear on, you know, having different revenue streams in the video world, right? We don't have this 9-to-5, you know, we're kind of on our own. So, you know, I think a bonus, and I think just from our experience, the wedding industry takes a hit, you know, on a creative standpoint. I've heard things like, oh, it's the easy way out. They're so boring. But I think if you can find joy in just what you're filming, like, the work doesn't matter to me. If I'm working with fun people, if I'm working with people that are in the energy and they're excited to be there, I mean, I'll film a dog walking on a leash. If I'm with the right AC, it's going to pull focus for me, right? So I think there's like that stigma of like, oh, wedding's a cop out. But to be honest, we found it to just be, you know, a way to just stay, you know, active in video production, right? So, you know, we look at JV Studios as like that Monday to Friday job, just like a normal 9-to-5 for someone. So if we can book our commercial productions out during the week, that leaves our weekends open to either music festivals that are through JV or weddings. And so it's really just like, how much do you want to grind? You know, like some people don't have the bandwidth. They're like, oh, you know, I'd rather book, you know, less projects at a high rate. And who wouldn't, right? Less work, higher budgets, amazing. But who says you can't do both? Who says you can't book, you know, higher projects and still do, you know, the weekend warrior stuff, right? So we kind of came together and we're like, let's just keep this going. And I think another thing that, John, I mean, you book a lot of the clients, you do the producing. I mean, how does it feel knowing, you know, with what, at least Belladonna, you know, the projections every year, you can really, you know, people are booking a year in advance, yeah, you know. Yeah.
Sometimes even two. We got some weddings in, you know, 2024 that are starting to book up, which is, to me, it's like, holy smokes. Like, I look at the books, I look at the projection, and I say, okay, wow, if something were to happen, this is there. You know, it's something that you can see, it's contracted, it's going to happen, you know. And so it kind of gives us, it's like a little, just a little cushion, you know, like just a little reassurance on the back end. Obviously, we're still always pushing, and you know, JV books out from, you know, 2 week minimums to 3 months in advance. Sometimes the festivals and stuff are, you know, a little further in the future, but everything is pretty, you know, it's pretty turnkey, pretty quick, you know. So it's kind of, you get a project, you make it happen, it's done. And then it's kind of, okay, let's wait. Unless, you know, we do have some clients that we do have recurring work with, but besides that, it's what's nice about the weddings is I can look and say, wow, in 2023, this is what we're forecasting, and it's already booked, you know? And that's really cool because it's good for us, and it's also good for our team because, you know, we have a whole list of contractors that we bring out, and they're all amazing shooters, videographers, editors, photographers. And what's cool is, you know, JV is obviously our primary, Bella's secondary, and we're able to provide jobs for other creatives that may also be in a lull. They may love the corporate work and commercial work, but they maybe have a weekend open. And so they're available on the weekend, they get work, you know, we have work, and it just kind of keeps going. And if we didn't have that, then, you know, that's just a whole nother little stream of income that we're taking away from everyone, you know?
Yeah, and I think what's the benefit too is that there's a lot of our contractors, and you know who you are, where they literally will work with JV and will work with Bella. So they're kind of, you know, they're literally getting the best of both worlds as well. So it's, you know, able to give them work during the week and work on the weekend. So I just see it as an advantage. And, you know, I think going into creating this sister company, we were a little nervous. Like, are they going to gravitate to the brand? You know, like they want John and Vince. Like, I mean, I'm sure a lot of you, you know, as you grow your businesses, and you realize your clients, they want you, you know, they either want, if it's you that's running it. So we got Bella to a point where it's kind of more this boutique wedding agency, you know, where John is kind of running it from a top tier producer, rarely on site shooting unless it's like a special, you know, request or if it's a family member. But John is kind of taking this approach of kind of eyes in the sky. And then, you know, I'm one of the lead shooters for Bella. And then we'll bring out, you know, our wedding photography that we added like almost 2 years ago.
Yeah,
and having that has been able to really bring our team together because, you know, for those sidebar that are in the wedding industry, you know how it is working with different vendors. You know, there's times where there's head collisions where the photographers don't really get along with the videographers and it's you're trying to compete for this the couple's attention when really everyone's there for the couple. And so bringing on Photo, A, allowed us to really expand Bella's horizons on what we can offer, provide a one-stop shop for couples that just want to deal with one contract. I want to just pay one person and you deal with all the communications. And just the overall day of wedding, the synergy is so much better. So quick sidebar.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, with Bella, it's just been a really fun learning experience, kind of like, I guess, just really experimenting with this wedding brand. And to be honest, it's one of those businesses that once you do a good job with one wedding, their friends get married. And then there's friends' friends. And they're like, and everyone at that wedding is essentially looking at this company. And if you do a good job, you know, it's really just secured work in the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, just to bring it full circle, John, I mean, for those listening, you know, I think it's really important to stress that, you know, don't put yourself in a box when it comes to like what you want to create, right? There's stigmas in the industry and there's reputations that get thrown around of what you do. But my biggest advice is just go for it, you know, and if you don't have a second brand, it's all good. You can do it all in one. We just kind of felt in the space where we are getting so many different inquiries from every corner that it just, our messaging was not clear to our clients. They would see us post a bridal couple and then they see us post a music festival and they're like, well, what do you guys do? And so I think it's really important to sit down with yourself and evaluate, like, what do you want your current company to be known as and run with it? And if you're like, hey, I want to be known as this, but I still enjoy it, then yeah, I think looking into create another brand is a great valuable answer.
Yeah, and I think the most important thing there is, you know, you want to be known as an expert in the field. So like if you know, like a steak, you go to a steakhouse, right? What are you going to get there? You're going to get a steak. You go to a seafood restaurant and you're going to get seafood, you know, but you might go to a buffet and you're like, well, man, I don't know. I don't know if I want that steak and I don't want that seafood, you know? So it's like separated. It gave us that, you know, that separation of, hey, JV does this and Bella does this. And when you talk to Bella, we are the experts on this topic. When you talk to JV, we are the experts on that topic. It gave us credibility in the industry. And I think that has been huge for us.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I think as we wrap up this episode, it's important just to really understand what you want to be known for. I mean, there's so many things, especially in your early days, it's easy to just say yes to everything. And we did that and it kind of like backfired, but it also gave us the portfolio to really take on various jobs and just really step back and be like, we like this, we don't like this, we want to do this, we're good at this. But yeah, as we come to a close, there's one last thing that just comes to my mind that I'd love to share. And it's pretty much, someone told me this when we were just getting started. It's be careful at what you're good at because you'll end up doing it. And I think it always sticks with me. So, you know, before you say yes to a bunch of things, really step back and evaluate, is this work, you know, is this work pushing me? Is it expanding our portfolio? Is it landing the clients that I want to land? Is it going to get me to where I want to be, the type of work? John, do you have any closing remarks for this episode?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a great thing. Yeah, be careful what you're good at, you know, because if you start doing something early on in your career and you're doing it solely for the money, I mean, I think that's great. We all want to be financially free, but you're going to get known for that. It's going to be passed around. And then next thing you know, you're working, you know, it's not when you do something you love, it's not work, you know? So now all of a sudden you're doing these videos or these projects and you're just not enjoying it. You're going to burn out. It's not sustainable. I think a better approach is just doing what you love. And if you love it, the money is always going to follow.